Now, Ryan has decided to write a book. Owen thinks his luck is in with Sophie, who's drunk 9 tequila slammers. And Daisy is looking for pictures of bears. A typically productive day in Unthinkable Solutions, management consultants for the 21st century.
You have to think the unthinkable, because the answer is often behind you, behind you, behind you.
Change, behind you. Creative dragon, client focus, paperless office, keep moving forward.
Okay, get ready to celebrate the season of goodwill with a brand new Christmas screensaver.
Owen, that's not seasonal, that's deviant.
And I'm afraid reindeers and sheep are indigenous to different countries, so tend not to interbreed.
Just because it's Christmas doesn't mean you can behave like a dog on heat.
That's not fair. I'd like to think I'm the sort of person who creates obscene screensavers all year round.
Well, that's true.
Don't you just love Christmas and all the festival rituals? Giving presents, roasting chestnuts...
Killing your own turkey. No one else does that. Mother said everyone did.
It explains quite a lot.
What do you mean?
About where meat comes from. Anyway, we were talking about Christmas parties. I think they can be a great time of sharing.
Yeah, especially the sharing of bodily fluids. Hey, Soph, who knows? Maybe you'll get lucky with a colleague.
Yes, if I'm really lucky, he'll be run over on the way to the party.
Come on, Soph, you know you want to.
I'd rather be sick on myself.
Hey, whatever turns you on.
Owen.
Morning, all. Ready to put on the galoshes of analysis and wade through the corporate quagmire?
I was until you just said that.
We were just talking about Christmas parties.
Ah, well, Daisy, you're in charge of ours this year.
Oh, she's not, is she?
It's hardly going to be you again. Not after last year.
Look, it said it was London Dungeons. I just assumed it was the one that was the tourist attraction.
Well, hopefully we won't be repeating that.
To be honest, I wouldn't mind.
So, Daisy, what have you got in store for us?
Well, I thought we'd go off the beaten track this year, so I've booked tickets for a production of Jack and the Beanstalk at the Barrington Community Centre. It's by a theatre company for the individually challenged.
Oh, no.
Then what, Daisy?
Then it's on to the Empire Nightclub on the King's Road. I've been told it's the hottest in town.
Only because the air conditioner is broken.
Anyway, while we're all here, I'd like to make an announcement.
Oh.
It's about a serious revelation I had the other night.
Oh, no, you're not batting for the other side, are you?
Owen, that is no way to refer to the homosexual community. We should be embracing them.
You can. I'm staying well away.
It's not what you're thinking.
But each to his own. I suppose we should have spotted it. He's very smart and clean, isn't he? Always a giveaway.
Can I point out that being scruffy and smelly does not make you attractive to women, Owen?
You love it.
So, Ryan, how long have you known about this?
I think you misunderstand. The revelation was about something completely different.
You're leaving?
No.
You're dying?
No.
Oh.
Owen, will you let Ryan just say?
It's about a book I read the other night called Rational Management Decisions. The author was arguing that often managers are pushed into making irrational or foolish business decisions because of poor advice and current trends in management theory advocated by overpaid and overrated consultants with no experience of business themselves. And then I had this revelation. I could write a book too!
Come in.
Hello there, I'm Ryan Packer and this is Sophie and Daisy.
Fiona Marshall, good to meet you. Come on in.
Great offices.
Thanks, but credit's where it's due. We've only got this swish Piccadilly pad because my great-grandfather had a streak of luck at backgammon.
And what sort of books do you publish?
Well, despite the real estate, our margins are so narrow and our overhead so high, we struggle to make ends meet. So we have to do one of those god-awful TV spin-offs.
Is this one?
Yes.
Ready, Steady, Cook My Garden.
Of course, we wouldn't have to do all these dreadful books if my great-grandfather hadn't made a complete pig's ear of things. Sold off the rights to the Kama Sutra in 1874. Of course, in those days, people didn't think sex would catch on.
Do you do novels?
Some, mostly chick lit, sadly. God, it's dreadful stuff. So formulaic.
So have you just published one of those?
Yes, here's a copy.
My Ticking Baby Clock. Sophie, you've just read this, haven't you?
As a matter of fact, I have.
Any good? Actually, on second thoughts, don't tell me. I can't bear the lies. Had to stoop to Cosmo for the press quotes on this steaming pile of pages. Only got that because the reviewer and the author used the same sauna. Anyway, I'm rambling. What did you want to see me about?
Well, I've been thinking about the potential commercial value of my reflecting on my experiences in a business environment, and subject to my ability to relay those insights, I wondered whether you'd be interested in a proposition pertaining to the publication of materials or works aimed primarily at this self-same business community for the purposes of education and edification.
You want to write a management book?
Yeah.
I take it you are a consultant?
Is it really that obvious?
So is this not an idea you'd be keen to pursue?
No, I can see it working. Some glossy pictures, a bit of management spiel, and with the odd word highlighted or made big for no reason. Sounds good.
Excellent.
Presumably you'd need some kind of outline before you could approve this book.
Well, normal practice is to submit a sample manuscript and detailed breakdown about the contents of the rest of the book.
Right.
But who am I trying to kid? This will sell like hotcakes at 30 quid a copy. You're on. I loathe myself.
Now, if we're going to write a book, we should be applying our own management philosophy to the process.
Sounds fair.
Yeah, let's really think the unthinkable on this one.
This should be good.
So, in the first place, if we're going to write a book, does it have to be a book?
Yes. Obviously. Otherwise, you're not writing a book.
Go on.
What? Would you rather write a musical?
Oh, what a brilliant idea! What a brilliant idea. Management through musicals.
Can we just focus on the book?
Okay, we can save time by making some big assumptions, but stop me if I'm assuming too much. Let's say we do write a book using words in English.
Whoa, slow down.
Now, the question is, what sort of book? It could be the standard management format, like The 10 Ways to Do This or 7 Steps to Doing That, the common sense approach.
Sounds good.
Except the common sense approach isn't exactly unthinkable solutions, is it? We're about radical and unpredictable change, finding problems people didn't even know existed, and then dreaming up solutions that they wouldn't have thought possible. I think the format that most appeals to me is the extended allegory, comparing various aspects of business to a random assortment of objects and foods, like, who ate my grapes, or get off my buffalo.
Titles are so important.
Yes, for once I agree. A good title is essential, and I've already prepared a list of possibles.
Let's see. Killing the sacred cow, pulling the legs off the spider, whoever moved my cheese is in big, big trouble. I'm not sure. Let's sleep on it and approach it afresh tomorrow. I think it's about time we kicked off our Christmas party.
Right, I'll get the special brew.
Phew, this is certainly the hottest nightclub I've been to.
It's just like my time in Borneo, but without the dysentery.
In fact, there was a sign on the door saying they hadn't had an outbreak of dysentery at this club since June.
So did you enjoy the pantomime, Owen?
No. Inclusive theatre is all very well, but in Jack and the Beanstalk, the giant really does need to be a big bloke. Not a female dwarf.
I thought this subversion of a stereotype was really interesting. It's like she was short and tall.
The whole thing gave me a really good idea for the book. I've made some notes. We can talk in the morning.
Can't wait.
Although I'm not sure Sophie's going to be able to make it into the office. She bought a round of tequila slammers that no one wanted and she drank them all herself.
Ah, oh, so Sophie's drunk. Suddenly the odds are shortening. I can't quite see. Is that her over there dancing like Bruce Lee?
Yes, and it's a little bit frightening.
I'll just go and make sure she's okay. All right, Soph, need another drink?
You know, I think I may already have had enough.
Go on, just one more.
Owen, you little teaser. You were trying to get me drunk.
No, you drank 9 tequila slammers of your own accord. I'm just hoping to get lucky.
You know, Owen, as I stand here, am I completely inebriated, drunk? As you stand there in almost total darkness and almost completely inaudible above this terrible music,
I could almost fancy you.
Really?
In fact, why don't we go back to your place and make passionate love till dawn?
But... all right.
Oh, my head. What on earth was I drinking last night? Where's my lamp? Where's my bedside table? In fact, where the hell is my room? Okay, don't panic, Sophie. Work it out. You're in some sort of bedroom with no furniture or actual bed or decoration except a poster of Van Halen. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no.
Morning, Soph.
No!
How are we today?
No!
Fancy some breakfast? Since today is such a special day, I took the cellophane off the cooker and made eggy bread.
Owen! Owen, you have to promise me that you won't tell anyone about this.
Sophie's phone. Hello, Ryan. No, she spent the night at my place. Yeah, we did it. He says congratulations.
Give me that! Now listen here. You are not to tell anyone about my sleeping with Owen. Do you understand me? Oh, you're testing out a speakerphone. Hello, Daisy. Hello, BT engineer. Look, how many people have you got in there? Yes, I'll be there at 12.
That gives us time for a lengthy shower together and then a leisurely breakfast.
A shower? With you? I wouldn't share a shower with you if there was only one bucket of water left in the world and I was on fire. This can't be happening.
So I was wondering what you were doing tonight.
Almost certainly some kind of self-harm.
I thought maybe dinner and a movie. The Odeon's rerunning your favourite, The Exorcist.
Oh, you don't get it, do you? This never happened.
Well, if it never happened, how come I managed to video the whole thing?
What?
You don't seriously think I'd throw away a chance to preserve this moment for posterity? Speaking of which, your posterior really is...
Oh, wait, give me the tape.
Let me think about this. No.
I want to see that tape.
Like to watch yourself, do you? You're my kind of woman, so...
I do not want to watch it. I don't want anyone to watch it, least of all you.
It's not just for me. It's for my whole internet fraternity. Wait till the sacred goat boys get a load of this.
Give me the tape or I will turn this house upside down looking for it.
I know for a fact that it is physically impossible for you to make this flat any messier than it already is. Bacon? One lump or two?
She said she'd be here at 12.
All right, losers.
Hello, Owen. Is Sophie not with you?
No, we came in separate cabs. Sophie didn't want us to see too much of each other too early in the relationship. It's a commitment thing. Ah, here she is, coming up the stairs. Plus, we need to be professional about it. All right, sweet cheeks.
Do not call me sweet cheeks. In fact, don't call me anything. In fact, don't call me. In fact, don't even look at me.
But...
can we get on with the meeting?
By all means. Have we all got an agenda?
Yes.
Is it too late to add something?
No. What would you like to add?
Item 3, announcement that at approximately 2 a.m. this morning, Owen did it with Sophie. Oh.
Yeah, it probably doesn't warrant an item on the agenda.
Yes, exactly.
We can just announce it under any other business.
Business? Money did not change hands. This one was free.
Yes, Owen, stop it now. Ryan, don't encourage him.
Oh, I think it's sweet.
Item 1, the book.
Yes, the book. Now, I've had another revelation. Do I hear a faint hush of expectation?
It's probably just the air conditioning.
The revelation came last night watching the pantomime. The story of Jack and the Beanstalk is the dramatisation of what we do here at Unthinkable Solutions. Jack is a classic example of risk, enterprise and the entrepreneurial spirit.
In what?
Jack and his mother have one asset, the cow.
Except it's the pantomime cow.
Yes, in a sense it is, but it's not just two blokes in a costume.
Yeah, in last night's, I hesitate to use the word performance, what was that thing that was meant to be a cow?
It was a vegetarian alternative. The Barrington Affirmative Action Theatre Group felt scenes of a cow being led away to the market to be sold for meat might be distressing. That's why they were dressed up as corn.
Right, I think we are straying from the original point. In the classical version, it's a story of how Jack thinks the unthinkable. He decides to sell his only asset, the cow, and is rewarded for his lateral thinking on the way to the market when he meets a man who sells him some magic beans. Poo-pooed by his mother, Jack embraces change and climbs the resultant beanstalk to defeat a giant and steal the goose that lays the golden eggs.
So we could call the book Climbing the Beanstalk?
I was thinking we could call it I Know Jack. Then go on to talk about other characters called Jack from children's stories who could teach us valuable lessons. For example, the ideal partnership of complementary tastes in Jack Sprat could eat no fat, his wife could eat no lean. And there's also Jack Be Nimble, Jack Frost, Jack and Jill.
Jack and Nori.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very excited about this.
Sophie, you don't seem convinced.
No, not at all. In the Jack and the Beanstalk story, Jack comes across as a credulous idiot. Jack and his mother are renting and they've got no assets except this one cow, which is their only sort of cash. In fact, it's literally a cash cow.
Right.
But they commit financial suicide by selling it, and on top of this, Jack's mother sends her cretinous son to the market, a boy who is clearly so stupid he couldn't be trusted to hold his own cutlery without harming himself.
But you don't seem to understand how hard things were for Jack and his mother. They're a single-parent family with no money. In pantomimes, people don't just come along and wave magic wands.
No, that is exactly what they do.
Well, I think the story is an embodiment of what we do here at Unthinkable Solutions, so I'd like to go with it. I'll send an outline of the book to the publisher. Right. Any other business?
Yeah, I did it with Sophie.
Right, that vase is mine, and these boxes will already be taken out to the van. And we can get rid of these plants, too.
What's going on here, then?
Ryan, Daisy, I'm so glad you could make it down. I wanted you to witness this momentous event. I'm climbing the beanstalk.
Isn't that a cheese plant? And I'm not sure it'll take your weight.
I read the outline of your book and I was blown away. Climbing the Beanstalk, Finding the Goose, Seven Habits of Highly Effective Giants. It was just what I need after being jaded and cynical about publishing for so long. So, I'm taking the cow to the market, I'm looking for the magic beans, I'm going to take on the giant and find the goose that lays the golden eggs.
Right.
I've sold the office.
I see.
Oh, yes, yes. I'll be re-engaging the staff on a freelance basis.
Okay, I'm not sure you communicated that as well as you might have done.
What makes you say that?
Well, it's just someone's daubed "The bitch has sacked us" on the wall outside. Plus, I'm not entirely sure about the materials they used to do it.
Actually, I'm getting some idea. Mm. Oh.
I'm sure once they've calmed down, it'll all be fine.
So, how many times have you watched the tape? 200? 300 times?
None.
Saving it up for a special occasion?
Yep, Christmas. I shall be celebrating this traditional family holy day and religious festival by watching a video of me doing it with you. I'm expecting this to be the best Christmas ever.
I take it you'll be eating alone.
I shall be eating my turkey madras and cranberry samosas with my internet fraternity, who will join me in celebrating my conquest.
Big day for you all, then.
Absolutely. None of them have actually done it properly with, you know, a woman. By the way, you're very welcome to join me on the big day.
The sad fact is, spending Christmas cooped up in your flat, logged onto the internet, would actually be better than a day spent with my mother.
Just say the word and I'll make it turkey madras for two.
Anyway, have you, seen today's post? There's one for you.
Is it video-shaped and postmarked Eastern Europe?
No, it's just an envelope.
Let's have a look. Congratulations, you've won a free ticket to see Van Halen in concert.
Oh, really? So you'll be going, then?
Too right. What a week. First doing it with you, now this. Haven't had that much luck since I guessed the password for the FBI mainframe.
Good news, everyone.
Fiona is climbing the beanstalk. She's sold her offices.
It's so great when someone embraces change so dramatically. We should really put something about that in the book.
Good idea.
Like a really clear explanation of how to overcome anxieties at work.
Yeah. I was just thinking more about having a picture of a little bear.
Which would demonstrate what, exactly?
That you should embrace them.
Embrace bears? Don't you know they kill thousands of people a year?
Really?
How about picture someone shooting a bear?
Yeah, look, I think we might be getting sidetracked. The point is, Fiona's going to prove that the theory of the book works, so we need to get to work on it. Sophie, you start drafting some text. Owen, you dig out details of more past clients, and I'll lunch my old tutor and see if he'll do the foreword.
What can I do?
Daisy, of course. Can you find some pictures of bears?
Yeah.
Are you ready to order?
Not for a few minutes.
So you're still in touch with others from the class? What happened to Chip?
Now, he masterminded the largest corporate fraud in American history. He's now living in Panama, doing very well. How about yourself?
Oh, really well. Especially after I jacked in the lecturing a few years ago to concentrate on the books.
I'm a big fan of management books. It's amazing to think that for just a few pounds, someone can have some real business wisdom in their hands.
Yeah. Obviously they can't, but that's the perception.
I'm sorry?
Well, you can't teach someone proper business management techniques through some flimsy paperback.
Do I detect a hint of cynicism?
Look, the whole management book thing is complete farce. But there's an insatiable demand for novel management techniques, no matter what you do. And believe me, I've tried. I called my last publication, Do Not Buy This Book.
Really?
You won't believe how many copies that book sold. Plus the spin-off stuff, Do Not Buy This Tape and Do Not Buy This CD. It defies belief.
What about the seminar circuit?
Just as bad. My last series of talks were entitled Please Leave Now, No Seriously, and Why Are You Still Here? Wait, I'll have the lobster, please.
And I'll have the pork.
Thank you.
So, Ryan, what did you want to ask me about?
Well, I was hoping that you'd be willing to write a foreword for my new book about my management theory of climbing the beanstalk.
Climbing the beanstalk? Now, what could that be about? Jack must sell his only asset to get magic beans that produce a beanstalk of opportunity?
That's right.
Very funny.
Funny?
Well, that's not a serious proposition, is it?
Definitely. I was rather hoping you'd be able to write the foreword.
Ryan, what you're suggesting is bad advice. And that's coming from a guy who's written 10 brainless business ideas that may just work.
Phil, I know what you're doing. You're preparing me for the ways in which I'll be challenged about this book. I'm aware it's radical, but if thinking the unthinkable means ploughing on in the face of intense opposition and completely ignoring weighty evidence that you're doing the wrong thing, then that's a price I'm prepared to pay.
And you know, the worst thing is this book will sell millions.
I'm prepared to pay that price too. So, will you do it?
I have to protect my name.
For 15%?
No problem.
So you'll send me a form and I put everything they took onto it? How much am I covered for? Is that all? Some of that stuff is irreplaceable, including one item of immense personal, sentimental and pornographic value. Yes, okay, I'll put it on the form. Bye.
Is everything okay?
No, got burgled last night.
Oh no, that's terrible. And very unlucky. I thought you never went out.
I won this ticket to see Van Halen in concert. I don't even remember entering the competition. And when I got back, someone had got into my flat.
But don't you have a... what do you call it?
A ring of steel. To get into my place through the window, you need wall-scaling equipment, military glass cutters, and deflective mirror systems for the infrared. Still, they didn't find the booby trap.
Booby trap?
Put it this way, when I checked, the crossbow bolt was gone.
Morning, all.
Is Sophie all right?
She was very faint when I found her, but she's recovering now.
What has she done?
She was very vague, but it looked like some kind of missile had lodged in her shoulder.
Really?
She's insisting on coming to work, though. Anyway, we need to rattle on with the book. Have you got the results on those previous clients?
Yeah, most of them fall into one of three categories. The ones that went bust within 2 years, the ones that went bust within 1 year, and that list is the ones that went under while you were actually there.
Right.
It goes over the page. And onto that sheet there.
I like the way you've represented each company as a little mouse.
They're lemmings.
Oh, yes.
Good work. You know, I had no idea that so many companies went bust every year.
They don't. But there does seem to be a statistically significant link between a company's success and unthinkable solutions.
Really?
Yeah, those that won't touch us with a barge pole tend to stay in business.
What about Vodafone, Microsoft and the BBC?
Those companies are what I call CP.
CP?
Consultant proof. Oh. Plus, over the years, they've employed so many consultants that eventually the advice just cancels itself out. But they pay well.
Yes, you were saying they pay pretty much any invoice they get.
Yeah, it's classic. The BBC accounts department is always good for that. In fact, I always say, if you take an infinite number of monkeys, that's BBC accounts. Sent an invoice through the other day for 3 months of hot air and 1 month of arse. It'll take 6 months, but they'll pay up.
Hello? Fiona? Where are you? What? You didn't realise it was listed? And in a family trust. Well, tell the bailiffs to wait until we get there. Yeah, bye. I think we better get down there. Owen, you can hold things here, can't you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Right, I've got a date with Mr. Xerox. Right, here we go. Ah.
Hello, Owen.
I didn't hear you come in.
No, I arrived silently, like a thief in the night.
Nice bandage.
I'm absolutely fine. What are you doing on the photocopier?
What's it look like? I'm photocopying my bottom.
Why?
Duh, it's Christmas.
And?
At Christmas, you've got to photocopy your bottom. Come on, Soph, it's practically in the Bible.
Well, the glass isn't designed to hold your weight.
Shut up and press that button. I can't reach it from here.
In a moment. First, I have something to show you.
If you want to photocopy your breasts first, be my guest. I'll take a couple of copies.
No, you don't get to see them. In fact, you've never got to see them. I'd hate to spoil your Christmas. But let me show the key moment to you now, shall I? Now, that's you checking we're recording. And, ooh, look, that's me there, still mostly clothed, and, that's you staggering over to the bed, and taking one last drink to prepare yourself, and, oh, what's that, Owen? Is that you falling on the bed? And that's you asleep.
No!
So you see, nothing actually happened.
I do not believe this!
I said that glass wasn't designed to hold your weight.
Sophie, you've got to help me.
I really can't see that happening. Shall I press that button now?
Wait, no!
2,000 copies and go!
Ow! 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 Oh. Oh. Oh.
Merry Christmas, Owen.
Oh. Okay.
Think the Unthinkable stars Marcus Brigstock, Emma Kennedy, Catherine Shepherd, David Mitchell, Hugh Dennis, Justin Edwards, Judy Flynn and Simon Greenall. It was written by James Carey and the producer was Adam Bromley.